Hello and welcome to the Sophie Dalton Show. This is the place where we talk about all things spiritual, business, wellness, and whatever it takes to live a kick-ass life. But mostly I focus on helping women entrepreneurs identify their purpose and then put it into their business because I believe in a new world where we conduct business and sales from a soulful place. This revolution is taking place. I want you to join me. Let's have an awesome time together. Hello, hello, my party people. I have an episode for you today, and I'm not quite sure what it's called right now, but action over perfection. So I'm recording it before I know the title. What I kind of want to call it is how to have fuck you happiness, but I think that the SEO on that or the searchability on that is not very high. So TBD. But how to have fuck you happiness. And what I mean by that is to be able to find a place of happiness within yourself, no matter what is happening on the outside. And the reason why this is so important is hopefully for obvious reasons that I hope you want to be happy. But there's also this quote that I think of that I'm going to terribly butcher. But the idea is that if happiness and inner peace were really that important to you, then you would make them happen, whatever it is. But if you ask people how they're doing and they tell you anything other than happy and they're not faking it, like if you're really talking to somebody about how they're doing, then often the reason for why they're not content with their lives is something that's going on outside of them, right? I don't have enough money in my bank account. Whoa, I got a big yawn. Oh, that's good. Energy is moving. Okay, being unhappy for reasons outside yourself. I don't have enough money in my bank account. That guy didn't respond to me. I don't know where my soulmate is. My parents might die from the coronavirus. Like, there's a worldwide economic collapse possibly about to happen. Right? Like, I kind of have a joking tone, but obviously these are very serious things. And what is actually hilarious about that is that no matter where you're at, if you really start noticing the reasons for why you're unhappy, you'll find that no matter where you're at in life or like where you're at physically or mentally or emotionally or what you've achieved or haven't achieved, there's always going to be something to be unhappy about. Like, I remember a watershed moment for myself realizing this when I was in my silent retreat, which I've talked about a couple times, but before going into my silent retreat, I was just so looking forward to the calm and the peace and not having my phone and not needing to respond to notifications and not worrying about the things that I worry about. And I was looking forward to it for weeks and weeks, probably months, going into the silent retreat, looking forward to that forced peace, that forced calm. And then when I was there, I was freaking miserable, like most of the days, because it's really fucking hard to be that present and to be silent and to not make eye contact and not journal and not have any activities. But my point is that there was a moment in the silent retreat where I actually realized this. I saw my own insanity in that I had been waiting for this event and I thought that this event would like make me happy or cure some of my mindset stuff or I don't know, provide inner peace because of the outer peace. And then when I got there, that was not the experience I was having. I mean, there were moments of that for sure, but most of it is like complete inner turbulence. So I just started laughing and laughing and laughing at my own ridiculousness. Because how many places have I been in the world that are gorgeous, like postcard worthy, and yet something has been going on inside my own mind that tells me I am not allowed to fully enjoy the moment? And then similarly, I've been in other instances where things were not going well. I was not on a palm beach. Maybe I was out in the cold and the rain, or just at a normal campfire or something totally normal in my life. Maybe things had not been fully sorted out with all the questions that I have about my own existence. And I was able to experience profound happiness, right? And so that profound happiness did not come from what was going on in my exterior life. In fact, they seemed to be completely separate things. Sometimes my exterior life is genuinely incredible, but most of the time, I would say all of the time, it's my perspective, because some of the things that have made me incredibly happy in the past, if I've been in those situations again, in the exact same situations, and been miserable because my perspective changed, right? So it truly is about realizing that we are in control, and that whatever we think is controlling our happiness on the outside is really just it's like this, the devil playing tricks on us. I don't really believe in the devil, but you get my point. It's not true. It's just what we use to explain the story for why we're unhappy, when really situations that supposedly cause our unhappiness are really just pulling unhappiness out of us. So in that instance, or sometimes we can be tapping into a collective feeling of unhappiness or anxiety or something like that. Regardless of where it comes from, that's our opportunity to see what's being pulled out of us, and then to allow it, to not do anything about it, not heal it with any actions, but to literally just let it be. And so then when we can let it be, then we can realize that it was all coming from within us all the time, that no emotion or experience is good or bad, that it is all okay. And because of that, we are now free to create our own emotional experience. So a tricky thing I want to warn you about is that you might have to claim this in multiple areas of your life. So you might have a sense of ease with, let's say, your dating life. That means that if you're going on a date or when you're with your partner, like, you might love them. You might have really good experiences on your dates, and you just have this sense of calm that no matter what happens, it doesn't mean anything about you. I've experienced this many times in my life. It's a really great place to be. And yeah, I just have a genuine sense of ease that no matter who I date or when I do, they're coming to me for my highest good, for their highest good. We have something to be exchanged. And okay, sorry about that. A delivery guy came and I knew my dog was going to bark, so I paused the recording. But to get back to what I was saying, you might have a sense of ease in one area of your life, but need to claim that in other areas of your life. So maybe you have a sense of ease with dating, but you don't with money. Or maybe you have a sense of ease with money, but you don't with your body. And the trick here is that everything is impermanent, right? So whether it's money or your six pack or the number on the scale or your relationships, even if you're in a monogamous relationship for the rest of your life and you guys never break up, everything is changing all the time. So even if you're in a monogamous relationship, for example, you're still going to be dating different versions of the same person because we all change throughout life. So again, this means that our happiness cannot be fixed on what's happening outside of ourselves. And you might get tested, or rather you might have the opportunity to affirm this lesson in other areas of your life, because that's our journey, is to have ease and remember that we are beings of light and opportunity and literally the God particle, and that resistance is something that we came here to dismantle. So what it feels like when you get into your next situation that feels very threatening to your happiness. So my personal example is that last week, actually, I settled something with somebody who was threatening to sue me. And it was for nothing that I feel guilty about in any way. And I have a pretty overactive conscience, so I legally can't explain what actually happened. But anyway, obviously that was a very scary new thing for me. And it was robbing me of my happiness. There were a couple days where I just woke up with anxiety and I was feeling kind of down. I felt like I couldn't tell people about it because I felt like a failure in it. I felt ashamed, and so I was less productive because it was taking over my mental space and all these things, right? But then what happened was I started moving my body. I started working out, and I came at the problem from a new energy. And all of a sudden I had what I'm now calling a supernova moment, where it felt like all of those emotions just burst into like a star. And I was just like, fuck that. Fuck you. Not fuck those people, but fuck that idea that I'm less worthy because of something that's happening in my life, right? God, it's so good. And so because of that, I was able to go back into the situation and handle it with ease and respect and love. And then it all settled within a few days. And even if it hadn't been a few days, even if I hadn't have got that result, I have to ask myself, what is the experience that I want to be having in my life? Do I want to be having an experience of joy or an experience of stress? And if I can't, if me being stressed doesn't somehow magically cure these exterior problems, then why don't I just choose joy just for fuck's sake, you know? But then what happens on the other side of me saying, putting my hands in the air and saying, oh, fuck's sake, what happens on the other side of that is that I become more effective, I become more productive, and life is just better, you know? So why wouldn't you want to have fuck you happiness? But I do want to clarify that it is so important to actually feel the feelings of the quote-unquote negative feelings, even though no feeling is negative, but you know what I'm saying. We need a new word for that. So you don't want to just force your way into a supernova moment without processing your negative emotions, because then it's going to get buried into your body, like stuck in crevices, and then you're going to be like, oh fuck, why is my body not working, you know? Or you'll develop an autoimmune disease or something bad will happen. So to avoid storing all this energetic gunk in our body, allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to scream in your car. Allow yourself to get frustrated. Allow yourself to vent, whatever it is. Like, move through it. Don't isolate. Don't shut down. Don't assume that it's your fault, because it's not your fault. It's just a human experience. It doesn't mean anything about the quality of the kind of person that you are, you know? So allow yourself to feel the feelings, move your body, move the energy, and then start cultivating a supernova moment for yourself. Start deciding to say fuck you on the inside, have a little revolution inside your mind, and decide that you are going to be somebody who is happy and cultivates inner peace no matter what. All right, I love you guys so much. I want to know what you think. What did you vibe with? What did you not? Was this original to you? Was it boring information that you learned 20 years ago. If that's you, then I'm concerned about your state of not feeling like a student in life. But regardless, I want this to be a conversation. So please tell me what was interesting, what wasn't interesting, if it was helpful. And if you would like to leave a review, like a 5-star review or a 4 or a 3, whatever, an honest review, and even share it with somebody that you love, that would be so incredible. Because again, I just want to, like, now is the time we need to spread realistic positivity. We need to spread this conversation, and I want to get you guys involved. So let's do it. Let's share. Let's review. Just go to, oh God, I actually don't freaking know. I'm going to have to look up instructions for how to leave a review, but you guys can figure it out. You're freaking smart. Okay. I love you so much. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you decide to cultivate fuck you happiness in your life. All right. Bye guys.